What up? What up? What up? Welcome, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in and watching. Let us know if everything is good to go. Is kosher? I don't know if I can we say kosher. Isn't that like a Jewish thing or something like that?
It is a Jewish thing.
Yeah, say yeah. We can say kosher. Okay.
Yeah, we can say it. I think we can use it.
All right. Well, end it out. I hope so.
I'm sure we got to pay for it. But.
Yep. So, Rob, Nick is not here.
We ain't heard from Nick since the Bengals lost, man.
We have not.
Y'all send y'all prayers, thoughts and prayers out for Nick, man. We don't know where he is. Bengals started 0-2, man. We haven't heard from
maybe
him.
Maybe ran in the queue.
We don't know what's him and Q might be together, man, with Tupac.
I just saw Q in the chat. Q said, special guest, Joe Burrow's calf.
It ain't there, Q.
Hey, and man, we were just talking about fantasy right before we went live. And yeah, I had to put him down, bro. I had to put it down, but another one. It's another member's fantasy chat, fantasy football league we got. You know, Ant-Man was talking crap too. He said he was gonna beat all of us, but yeah, he's 1-1. I'm 2-0, and I got me a dub in the one I'm in with Rob. How's that looking for you, Rob? It's not. Yeah, Rob, struggle city. Yeah, he like the Bengals right now. He is like the Bengals, which is ironic because the name of his team is Joe Burrow is overrated.
He's jinxed himself.
The irony.
He jinxed himself.
The irony, bro. But anyway. Let's go ahead and get started. This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inch. Joining me on the show, we don't have Nikki Duse. I'm going to call him Duse, bro.
We need a milk carton, man. Y'all do the milk carton of Nick, man. See if we can find him. Get him to talk about the Bengals. See what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Spike Lou, everybody.
What up, though?
Shelton J.
What's happening?
And the FIFO 24/7.
What it do?
We appreciate you guys tuning in with us tonight. Man. The title of this show, since I'm hosting tonight, I'm the captain now.
Yes.
Is Are Burrow and the Bengals Trash? I wanted to go for a little bit more alliteration, but I was like, nah, we're gonna keep it right there. And the reason why I chose that particular title. And I don't know how this is going to play out. Nick will be quick to remind us, as he did last week, that they started 0-2.
Last 2 years, right? Last 3 years?
2 years in a row?
Last 3 years.
Well, I thought this was the second year.
I think this is the third year, if I'm not mistaken.
But yeah.
Yeah, so, it is the third year.
I don't know. But either way, they're 0-2.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have if you guys know that we do the league, and, you know, Nick has a tendency to hit these hard stances. You know, the stubbornness get in him, and he won't let go, man. He's like a pit bull. Like, he get on you, he won't let go. So he was, like, basically saying, if you don't make the playoffs, no matter what your record is, you are trash.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, bro, so people are like, 10 wins, 11 wins?
Yeah.
He was like, nah, if you don't make the playoffs, you're trash.
That was it.
He was like, this is just how I view it, which is how he views it.
Yeah,
that is his opinion. So yeah, so
the Bengals don't make the playoffs. They trash.
They trash.
Yeah,
they're trash. Yeah. Even if they win 13 games, I guess they'll be trash.
Still be trash.
But we know, in customary Nick fashion, he would definitely move the goalpost when it comes to it.
Oh, he already working on the plan.
He already writing it up.
Yeah, he booked that flight when it was halftime of that Giants game because he already lost the first one.
Yep. But anyway, so that's for you, brother Nick. So yeah, I'm sure you'll be here next week to defend your honor. We got a packed show. We definitely got to talk about Colorado, unfortunately. definitely going to get on to the Bengals. I'm a hater, bro.
Okay.
I am through and through, but I ain't letting it go. Yep. Come on, so man. I want everybody to know exactly where I stand. Kansas City. Maybe talk. Of course, we got to talk about Lou's favorite team. They move the needle. So all that's in the first quarter, second quarter. We're gonna get some other topics: Chargers, Seahawks, etc., etc. And yeah, man. So we are definitely won't hold you guys any longer. So I guess let's talk about Colorado. They were playing Colorado State.
Hold on, because I know you got an endorsement by Haterade right now, so it's all gravy. Did you stay up to watch it?
Hell no.
I stayed up to 2:30 to watch that game.
I did too. Hell I did too.
Absolutely.
2:30. I stayed up 2:30 the whole game.
Y'all are crazy.
I watched the whole game.
You crazy? Y'all are not watching.
Bro, it was worth it.
Why do I want to watch?
It was worth the game.
Yes, it was one of the best college football games that I've witnessed.
No.
Yes.
It was worth every second.
You can't say
no. Man is worth staying up that late for.
Ken, you can't say no. You didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Your opinion is invalid.
Yeah, that maybe need to reduce the change the balance on the mic. So it won't.
Hopefully it stay right there. But Ken, that was one of the better games. I'll put it to you like this, Ken. And you can continue to drink your Haterade if you like. I don't know what flavor it is yet, but we're gonna determine that by the end of the show. Shador, and I'm gonna just jump straight into it. 98 yards with your back to the wall.
2 minutes left.
2 minutes left. Your best player on offense and defense has left the game because of a cheap, dirty shot. Yep. It is what it is. It's a rivalry game. Shit happens. I get it. But going and not only doing the 98 yards, Ken, he had to get two. And then not only did he get two, they went and got the ball in OT and scored again.
Yeah.
We're witnessing something, Ken, that we rarely see.
Which is
LeVar Ball on steroids. Which is LeVar Ball on steroids. Somebody that backs up all of the talk. Look, we've always known Deion to talk some shit, and he's always backed it up. And he's done it at every level, Ken. He's done it in baseball. He's done it in football professionally, in college. Now he did it as a high school coach. He did it as a college coach. And now he's doing it on the biggest platform. And it's undeniable. You can continue to drink the Haterade if you want. But look at the decisions that he has made as a head coach. He benched the kicker. Oh, you shank one? You out of here.
He brought in his Jackson State kicker.
Brought in his Jackson State kicker. You're going to win the game. Put him in position to win. Lost his guys, right? They didn't make really great adjustments in game to take away the shallow cross. It was killing them all night with it. Mm-hmm. But when they had to make plays, Ken, they made plays, and Deion made the right calls. Statistically, right, per the analytics, college coaches in an overtime situation, they should defer and play defense first. Coaches like, give me the rock.
I couldn't believe it. I saw that. I couldn't believe it, too.
They had the momentum too.
They did.
Like they needed to take the ball. Like you said, usually they go on defense, but give me the ball. We just went 98 yards. I just scored. The whole crowd hype. Like, mm-hmm. Give me the ball.
A lot of coaches, what we're witnessing, Ken, is a coach that and he said it in one of these last press conferences when he was talking about his kids. I don't expect you to be me. Don't compare yourself to me. You be the best version of you. And what he does with these kids, Ken, is that he inspires them. And you know that when he gets on you, it's because he sees the greatness, because he is great. And he's going to take the bullets for you, but he's always going to put you in a position to win the game.
Yes.
Because he has an uncanny ability to understand who is what they are, right? That's why he has dogs and leaders. I'm going to identify y'all. I know what I need. And he's doing it, Ken. Even though, you know, people thought that this was going to be a blowout game, it's a damn good game. You know what I'm saying? Especially like when that game came in, you saw the nervousness. 17 penalties for Colorado State, 10 penalties for Colorado. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ken, it was an amazing game. You missed something.
It was an event that was live. It's a rivalry game. So I kind of expected it to be a little, you know, a little chippy like it was. It's rivalry and it's big. Mm-hmm. And no, Deion and those guys have not been a part of that. But it don't take much, man. You be in a place for this long, you can figure out who the opponent is. And what I was most impressed with was his kids.
Mm-hmm. And I was just about to say, for me, it was Shador.
Watching Shador.
I wasn't a fan. I wasn't so watching him this game, though.
Did you see
it? Not even being there for Deion or all the stuff on the sideline or whatever it may be. Shador Sanders showed me that game. Like, I'm for real.
He did.
I'm a for real player. I don't know if he's first round. I don't know any of that. What they're going to try to throw in his jacket, because you know how they do quarterbacks once the draft starts. You know how they try to throw him down. But right now, we're talking about college quarterbacks. He top tier.
He's top tier. And that's huge. For me, you know, I watch demeanor just as much as I watch on-field play. I talked about it with Sam Darnold. That's why I never liked Sam Darnold. I watched him play in college. Same thing with Josh Rosen. Those guys, they folded up. Zach Wilson, they folded under pressure in college. They couldn't handle it in college. So I'm like, that's not going to translate to a great pro. I saw it there. You could see it in that. I see it in Drake May sometimes. Definitely saw it in Will Levi, whatever his name is. See him do it all the time. These guys, they always fold. You saw none of that. You saw give me the rock.
When your man took that hit.
He got in his face.
Over there. Yep. He was the first one that ran over there. Like, you got my boy messed up. Like Travis Hunter when he took that hit. I like Shadur. I'm a Shadur Sanders.
Yeah.
That's why he's not a like I love how Deion said, look, not all dogs are leaders and not all leaders are dogs.
Yeah.
And he's like, Shadur is a leader. Yeah. That was a leader right there. Like,
did y'all see the play where he got hit though? When Shadur got hit in the mouth?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We got wrapped up.
A lot of people would have been done. He got up, Deion wiped his mouth. Is that the dad or is that the coach? But Deion wiped his mouth, told him to get back out there, son. He went right back the next play and did him in. Just like, I got you. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's complete confidence and faith. And then to see his other son on the other side of the ball return a pick six like that, in you know, leading the team in tackles, that's got to feel like a minute. You can't feel no better than he
Kid
feels.
Kid
right
hate
now.
On this, so I want to just shout out Mark Jones, too. I just want to shout out Mark. That was a hell of a thought. Like, he was throwing a little rap lingo. He understood the audience.
Yeah.
The announcer, Mark Jones, it was a whole lot of Drake references. Mm-hmm. And he said the sideline looked like the BET Awards. It was funny.
Well,
like now, that all the time on HBCUs, bro. Yeah, I gotta take it to the white man. I tell you, bro. What's Colorado State's record?
0-2.
Oh, they didn't have any wins coming into the game.
No,
it was
they're not a good team. Okay. You know, Spike, we were talking before the show. Mm-hmm. What are the ratings for that game?
This is the fifth highest rated college football game in ESPN.
That is amazing. Wow.
It's the number one nighttime game. It's the number one streamed game, college football game ever.
That is amazing.
9 million people watched.
I was 11
million at its peak.
Yeah. I was returning some white seedless grapes in Kroger, and I heard this old man walk by saying the same thing you guys. Like, you know, I don't ever stay up that late to watch, you know, two teams I don't care about, man. Deion, you pretty much control college football. I was like, I just couldn't help. I was like, damn, why? And I was like, where was this when he was at Jackson State? Can you imagine, Spike Shelton, you HBCU alum? You know, if non-something million people watching an HBCU game, the highest rated in history,
got that.
Watching.
He wouldn't have got that at Jackson.
That's the problem. That is the problem.
But that's the reason why he left.
That is the problem. Y'all don't understand.
That is the problem.
The con game that is being played by the man. As soon as he left a black place and went to a white place, all of a sudden everybody want to cover and talk about Deion. Why? Because it benefits them and it no longer benefits us. And what they're doing right now, they're about to get his ass up out the paint. These two, Deion and Colorado PWI, they have a symbiotic relationship. Except Deion is a parasite. He is leeching off of them, and as soon as they're done with him, and they realize they're gonna kick him out and get rid of him, and they already started now.
I have two words for you, Jason Whitlock. That's who you become when we're talking about this topic, Ken.
What about the 60 minutes?
Oh yeah, they already about to tear him down. They pressing him on Jackson State. They all applaud. They all, like, black people were mad, and now they're happy. But they all applauded when he left. Now they about to press him. Watch, they about to flip the switch, bro. And they about to flip the switch. Oh, it's happening. They move so subtly. You don't even see it happening. Deion is covered everywhere. It makes absolutely no sense.
Everywhere.
But it benefits these white institutions. $18 million. Where's that money going? $18 million in fucking Colorado. It's not going to Jackson State. Where's it going, Spike? A PWI, fucking Colorado. We're done with this topic, man.
No, we're not. So let me ask you this. How come the AD of Jackson State said, you know what, Deion, we're about to give you 90% of the budget, bro. Do whatever it takes for you to get whatever you need to get us there. Why not? Put all your eggs in that basket, because you know what? We're seeing it happen right now, if unfold in front of our eyes. And Deion also said we were doing this social media stuff with no resources at Jackson State. He's like, I got a team now. So, Ken, tell me why.
Bro, they invested, bro. All the white men make sure they're going to get every single thing they
can. So why the black man did it? So why the black man did it? So why did the black man did not?
And everybody
why did the black man give Deion 90% of the budget?
They won one game last year. Of course they're going to win more games because they have better talent.
So what would you say? What would you say?
I say that we need to talk about the Bengals because y'all don't see the con game. I'm trying to put y'all on game, bro.
You just hating, Ken.
No, look, I'm very forthcoming. I'm very forward. I am hating.
Hey, you're
and I hate that. And I hate that I can't applaud and celebrate this man because I like the pressure and everything that he's doing that you guys are talking about. I'm the fucking Leroy in the room, and that's what I'm gonna be, and I'm gonna stand on it because I see this, and everybody fell for it.
But he didn't forget where he came from,
bro. He totally forgot where he came from. Well, no, you know what? He didn't forget. He just don't give a damn. Man, Bengals.
You know what? I know what your flavor is. It's sour melon.
That's the type of Gatorade hater. Yeah,
that's your hater race.
Before you move, what if he told you that he went to Colorado, was at Colorado, this is happening because he now has the infrastructure to do these things? And what if he said he tried to do it at Jackson State, but it just wasn't possible? So that's the reason that he made
it. Then he wasn't real about change. Just simple.
He laid down the blueprint for us.
Everybody talk about that fucking blueprint, bro.
Successful.
It's Deion, bro.
Deion is self-serving. What he lied about was, I'm doing this for whoever it may be, which is fine. Every other coach in college football is self-serving as well. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it, but he did lie about that as far as I'm here to do this for HBC. Like, he didn't. That wasn't necessarily his purpose or his cause, and he tried to act like a ticket on that it was. I applaud, though, what he's done now. I differ in Ken's opinion, and I think that the opportunities that he's providing for the black kids or the families or whoever it may be to go to Colorado now that are there just because of Deion, he's at least using that to impact through those people. It may not be as impactful as the HBCU, but he's still affecting young black men.
Right, okay. The Bengals. We're speaking about young black men that are affected by stuff. They are 0-2 back-to-back years. Are they going to miss the playoffs? Like, or do you guys think they're going to be able to turn this around and do what they did last year? Not get back to the conference championship game, but just even make the playoffs, bro.
It's going to be really tough for them to make the playoffs. I don't think they will. And the reason being is you're 0-2, and unlike past years, Joe Burrow re-aggravating that injury speaks volumes. He already has a collapsing pocket around him that he's not allowed to stand in very long. And when you ain't got both wheels to move, you're vulnerable at that point. He already don't have enough zip on the ball right now to his receivers. He's not able to get – where's Chase? Mm-hmm. Jamar Chase ain't been seen this year. T. Higgins had nice game.
Who gonna throw him the ball?
But right. But – you know, T. Higgins had a decent game, but those other guys are just non-existent. The running game, like I said before about Joe Mixon, he's not that guy anymore. He's done. And it's just really hard for him to get – and take all that away. We can say the offense was fine. That defense is so porous, it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. You can run on them. You can throw on them. You can do whatever you want to that defense. They have no answers. So that team is in trouble. And if he has to miss any amount of games, which I suspect he's going to – He probably needs to sit
in 3 weeks.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. If he misses 3 weeks, that's it. You're gonna be 1-4. It's over with. It's done. I mean, we already know from looking at it, from the way it looks anyway, Baltimore should run away with this division as long as you can keep Lamar healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, like I said, it's gonna be tough to get them in there because those other guys look decent.
I've been saying in the chat, right? Nick wants to refute the obvious. Zach Taylor's on the hot seat. There's no way that you can have a top two quarterback, top three quarterback by some people's standards, and go 0-2 and look this abysmal. And I understand that he didn't play preseason. I understand he had an injury and OTAs and all of that type of stuff. But the great ones are great. You know what I'm saying? They overexceed. And I know he has, and he has that history of that. But again, you know, they're saying that he might sit 3 weeks. Like Shelton said, 1-4. Bro. Division.
They play the Rams next, though.
So. But the Rams are playing good.
The Rams are playing good.
I ain't buying it.
I watched the Rams.
Why not? Do you buy?
They don't have the talent.
But you buy into the head coach.
Yeah, I think I was going to let you finish, but I think the reason that the Bengals are still going to be a contender because they're more talented than a lot of other teams just in the AFC in general. like, I agree with you about Baltimore, Kansas City, a shoe win, I think, with Mahomes. But then after that, like, who are we talking about?
I think Jacksonville will wax them the way that they're playing right now. Jacksonville, in my opinion, overall is more talented.
Huh? Let's say Burrow was healthy.
Healthy Burrow, then no.
But he's not healthy.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like when it gets later on in the season, Burrow's back. It's cold outside.
But Burrow's not going to be healthy.
There. Exactly. He got to get there. By the time you get Burrow back acclimated, he may not be healthy all year.
And he's not going to be in rhythm.
It's going to be tough.
They got the Rams, the Titans, and the Cardinals. Those are three winnable games, even without Burrow.
No. The Titans,
you don't think so?
The Titans with Cardinals, they can win that game. Yeah. I don't think they'll beat the
Cardinals.
Rams.
Been playing good too, though.
Cardinals gonna
try the first half. They
gonna try.
I know.
They should have beat the Giants.
They should have. They were smashing the Giants. It was 28-7.
Somebody called, made the call. Like, bro,
they had to
calm down.
But the Rams, man, the Rams gave the 49ers all they could handle. And the Rams,
believe it though, because who's on the Rams team, bro?
Nakua.
I don't know.
Nakua balling. Hey, who? Did you know who the hell Cooper Kupp was before he became Cooper Kupp?
Before he was Cooper Kupp, I didn't. But I just, I'm on the record. I don't like Matt Stafford. I think they got Sean McVay. That's the reason they won these two games. But as we get into the season, they ain't as talented as most of the NFL teams.
Stafford has looked really, really.
He looks healthy.
Good. He looks like the old Stafford.
That's not a winner.
It is. He won a Super Bowl.
But previous to that.
But it wasn't always him. We knew that he was talented. He never had a coach to truly unlock. And then once he did, who was the black coach in Detroit?
Jim Caldwell.
He had him for a season. That was his best season. Then they fired the man.
I just don't. Going back to the Bengals, if the Rams, the Titans, and the Cardinals, and the Seahawks are my next four opponents, they don't got another probably strong game until the 49ers. I don't feel bad about putting Burrow down right now. Especially if it's going to make him better later in the season when we need him, as y'all say. If I can get through that stretch, either like winning two or three of those four games,
it's still going to take him at least 2 weeks to get in rhythm, though.
Yeah.
So, he might be only gone 3 weeks, but he's not going to be right until like almost week seven, week eight, bro. That's half the season.
And my thing is that team, they ain't look good anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, even before the re-injury, they weren't looking good. The same guy threw 82 yards. The first week of the season against the Browns. So we can't, what the Browns did with Pittsburgh last night. So we can't say like the Titans are going to be a walkover game. We definitely can't say the Rams with that defense. And looking at, like I said, looking at the way he moving that ball now.
I wouldn't count the Bengals out against those three teams, is what I'd say. I wouldn't count them out.
Who else is in that division? You got,
been waiting on this moment.
Yeah.
y'all wait for the Bengals to fall off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who else in what division? With the Bengals?
You got in the Steelers, AFC, I'm sorry.
Steelers, the Browns, the Bengals.
No, I was saying in AFC to keep them out of the playoffs, the teams that are ahead of them.
That's what I'm looking at.
The Dolphins,
yeah.
The Ravens, Jacksonville.
Yeah. Yeah, that's three. You still need four more.
Kansas City.
That's four.
Buffalo.
Mm.
You don't think Buffalo?
Nah. Buffalo out of there.
I'm not counting Cincinnati out for Buffalo. Especially how Josh Allen been looking.
You can't. He played good.
He was all right last week, but did you see him the first week?
I saw him. Yeah.
He might do that every other week. That's 8-8.
But he do what he always does this. I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl, but
I trust a healthy Burrow more than I trust Josh Allen.
I trust Josh Allen to get them to the playoffs. And
you don't trust Burrow to get them to the playoffs?
No. Really? Not this year. Absolutely not.
Oh, that team is, I'm glad you added more contest to that.
It's the players around him. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, with the line, I trust Buffalo's line better. You know, Stephon Diggs getting Stephon Diggs the ball, and that defense is better. The defense is the problem I have with the Bengals. That's where I had a problem.
Ravens. Let's talk about the team that whooped them 2-0. Are they contenders? Are people overlooking them? What's the deal with them?
That was a close game, man. And it's crazy that it was that close. It wasn't as close as the score, put it that way. But they got some talent. But once again, with the Ravens, I don't want to be with that fool's gold thing. Like I said,
because you don't know if Lamar going to be
there. First 8 weeks of the season.
And Lamar might go down for 5 weeks.
Yeah, right. First 8 weeks of the season, the Bengals are one of the best teams in the league every year.
Ravens.
Yeah, I mean Ravens, I'm sorry. But
Zay Flowers for offensive rookie of the year so far.
He's a beast.
That guy, he is legit. They're getting him to rock in the back.
Poole got 25 catches in two games.
Who?
Yeah.
The guy of the Rams.
Nakua.
Oh, God.
They That's loaded a record. Him up.
It is a record, though.
It is.
And he beat it by 5 because the next one was, 19. He beat it by 6 catches.
6. That's crazy.
That's crazy. So imagine when Cooper get back. Like, mm-hmm. Now you have a 1-2 punch over
is he
there.
Is just a system receiver?
Does it fucking matter?
That's maybe it's just he taking Cooper's spot so Cooper come back. He can't.
Nah. Matt Stafford liked Nakua coming into the season.
Yeah.
And then he said he already had instant chemistry with him. Mm. So I don't think Cooper's chemistry goes anywhere. They're legit going to have 2 guys. And this is the reason why I asked, like, you, let's look at the history. Like, I trust Sean McVay. And when you have a head coach that we know is an offensive guru and you have a quarterback that he likes, bruh, like you can overcome a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Because that quarterback is seeing the game through the head coach's eyes. And we're seeing that. We saw when they were healthy, you know what I'm saying? They won a Super Bowl. Now we're seeing Matt Stafford healthy again. And it looks like, oh, they're better than what we thought they were.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a dumpster fire. I thought it was a get rid of everybody.
Yeah. I still think
it. Kyron Williams even played good. Cam Akers is.
Bro, they about to get him up.
Oh, he's done,
bro.
Did you see the interview with Kyron Williams after the game?
Mm-mm.
He said, I hope my boy goes somewhere where he can shine because we boys. And it was like, dang, he ain't gone nowhere. He on the team. But yeah, Sean McVay told him, you know, we're going to try to get you up out of here.
Yeah.
But he does not follow the Ram way, is what they tried to say. I read an article about it. They say he got a lot of issues, and he had the problem last year.
I know, I remember.
Yeah, they took
I remember
healthy bench last year.
I don't see them. I don't think the Rams can keep it up.
I don't think so either.
I believe in McVay, but that's as far as it goes for me. I don't believe in Stafford. I don't think they got enough talent. I don't believe in the receiver dude that y'all talking about.
Really?
I think Aaron Donald is Aaron Donald, of course. But even on the back end of their defense, like the cornerbacks, I do not believe it. I don't believe it at all.
All right, well, let's wrap up that first quarter and move on to the second quarter. We're going to keep this overreaction thing going. Let's overreact. Mm-hmm. Let's overreact a little bit to Cowboys.
Yeah. Mm. Let's overreact, baby.
Yeah, man.
Best defense of this century. Let's do it.
They played against
the Cowboys. To the Shelton. Yeah. Dominated. Zach Wilson.
We dominated 2 weeks in a row.
We dominated Zach Wilson
and Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Daniel Jones, biggest comeback in Giants history.
So are they a better team this year? And are they scary teams in the NFC?
this is the first. They ain't played their first. Who they play this week?
If you hadn't asked me, I would have been able to tell you.
This is gonna be their
first week.
We play the Cardinals. So we
Cardinals.
Josh Dobbs.
Oh my god. Man, the Cowboys have the most cupcakes. They play a preseason schedule.
Thank the Eagles for that last year.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we play the Cardinals, and then we got the Patriots, and then we got the 49ers. 49ers, Chargers, Rams, Eagles.
I honestly don't, I have no idea what the Cowboys are. And I say that because you a sauce Gardner interception away from that game being a different story. He was right there.
That would have just been 7 more points in a 23-point blowout.
I don't know about that. Momentum is a real thing. That's a momentum
especially
changer.
For a guy like Zach Wilson.
They didn't have nobody. They had a terrible game plan. They only ran the ball 8 times, and you got Zach Wilson. Like that, there was no chance they had.
Who's that OC?
The worst coach in the league last year, Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, Hackett. Yeah,
the worst coach in the league. People tried to give Sean Payton hell for calling him out. He was the worst coach in the league last year. Mm-hmm. What I'll say about
Sean Payton can't talk, but continue.
Sean Payton can talk.
He pointing fingers already.
The reason you're saying what you're saying, and it still hasn't been proven, because we haven't really played anybody that Dak has had to show up for. Mm-hmm. None of this is going to matter. We can have the best defense in the league. All of this, and as a Cowboys fan, I'll say it until Dak. When we in the playoffs or when they're crucial games and he got to win the game, he got to go out there and be the person that wins the game. That's when we'll know how good this team is. We won't know before then.
Right.
McCarthy's calling good plays, though. I was skeptical of that coming into the season. I think that he's doing a good job of not having Dak think as much. Throw the ball, get it out, don't read, don't look. He's looked good he ain't really had to do much these first 2 games.
Right.
So I do credit Mike McCarthy with his game plans and how he's had Dak looking in a little bit that he's had to do. He ain't been able to turn the ball over. He ain't been able to put teams back in the game
right.
with a dominant defensive performance that we had. So, again, the jury is going to be out until we see what Dak can do.
I love what CeeDee Lamb is doing. CeeDee looks like a
– I said last year he won the number one. He's number one this year.
Yeah, he looked like a monster right
he's
now.
Number one.
He's elevated his game to the level that I felt like he would be at anyway. Mm-hmm. He's a dog right now.
Yes.
What scares me though is the running game. I don't trust Tony Pollard to be a every down back like that.
I love Tony Pollard. I like Tony last Pollard.
He's not an every down back. But he needed
spelling last year.
Yeah, he needed Zeke.
He still looked good though running the ball as many times as he has in his first two games. He looked pretty durable. I don't know if that's gonna last 16 weeks.
That's the scary
little dude.
Because who's the running back that they drafted that his dad is?
Deuce Vaughn.
Like he's nice too, but he's not an every down back either.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Dwindle, what's you? Rico
Dowdle. He's the backup, and he's a decent.
He's
back.
The one he that's just gonna be most important in spelling people, like getting the third downs and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think Tony Pollard's gonna be good. He just needs somebody.
He need a thunder to that lightning.
Well, yeah, Seahawks, Geno came back to beat the Lions. And now I think there's a question about the Lions, whether or not they're real contenders or not. It seems like we're just going back and forth, just a seesaw effect.
They pretenders, man. Try to tell you.
Pretenders.
Yeah. Try to tell you.
They are.
Try to tell you.
Campbell's not a real person. He's not a serious person.
He's not a serious person.
Campbell's not a serious person.
No.
He's not.
Is that because they let the Seahawks come back? I mean, what are we saying about the Seahawks? They didn't look good their first game out. So
Seahawks overachieved last year.
Okay. So we're pulling back from the Seahawks this year.
Well, I don't think we really – the only person pulling for the Seahawks last year was this guy. That was okay. The only one. You know, Geno definitely had – you know, he was the comeback player of the year last year. He had an amazing year. And, you know, he's a good quarterback, and we saw him, you know, a lot of good Geno, but we know he's not a superstar. And the way that team is constructed right now, it's going to be very interesting moving forward defensively, because they got guys, but who are they going to be able to keep? And right now, what's their identity? You know what I'm saying? K-9 is struggling, right? He hasn't gotten off to a fast start. The rookie Charbonnet, he's not really getting carries. DK Metcalf hasn't dominated. Tyler Lockett looked like the beast. You know what I'm saying? With that, the way that Geno threw that catch, I was just like, yo, like that was so crazy. You know what I'm saying? It felt like two guys on the same page. It doesn't feel like that with the other wide receivers on the squad, including the tight end Noah Fant. It's just we don't know what they are, how they're gonna win. You know, but this is a good foundational game to be like, hey, look, you know, it doesn't matter how much we're down, we can overcome this, that, and the third. But they, to me, they're still a piece of clay that needs to be molded.
What are the Lions' issues?
Defense, still trash.
Okay.
Your boy, the running back, you thought he was going to show up and be Gibbs.
No, he's not there. Williams is there.
You're right.
Yeah, he in Denver.
Gibbs, the guy that
losing Williams is what hurt.
Yeah, the guy that
did it. Center. Have you seen him? He ain't been doing shit.
Well, he was better in Detroit.
He was just a goal line back. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I don't think the Lions defense is good enough to live up to where people had them going this year. The offense hasn't been as explosive. You would think when they got up on Seattle that they would have been able to put them to bed, and they didn't. And that's going to be a reoccurring. Like Dan Campbell is a more of a rah-rah guy. He's not a strategy guy, which scares me against him. Because like as the season go on, all of that rah-rah shit, that ain't going to help. I don't see him. We don't hold him in the regard that we hold a Sean McVay or a Shanahan or nothing like that. It's just he can get the people pumped up. He's like Sala for the Jets. Mm-hmm. Like nobody gives a fuck about that, man. Can you make a decisive decision or something that's going to give us the edge in crunch time, like Belichick, one of those coaches? I don't think that Dan Campbell is that dude. That's why I bet against the Lions.
Chargers. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Are we betting against the Chargers?
Yes.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Hey, Staley, I missed the hot seat.
You talking about hot seat. Staley's on the hot seat. He know it, too.
Yeah.
He knows it.
Yes, did you see him in the press conference?
No, I missed the press conference.
Man, they asked him. They asked him about was the team still struggling with the loss in the playoffs from Jacksonville? And he went, "What do you mean we still struggling? No, we forgot about it and just winning this whole thing." And you could tell he's feeling the pressure. He is pissed. He was pissed off at the calling. You know when they start calling a reporter by their name, John. John, I don't even know why you would ask me that, John. So yeah, Staley know his ass is going to be on the line.
Yeah, it's a bad look, Ken. You guys got a franchise quarterback. Obviously the weapons have been hurt.
Highest paid defense in the league.
Highest paid defense in the league, and you're a defensive guy. And, yes. And your side of the ball is struggling because it's one thing to be like, you know what? Look, the offense is losing us the games. The offense isn't the problem. We're going to fire the OC, whatever, whatever. But, like, your side of the defense still got to be somewhat dominant or have your identity on it.
Especially the dogs he got over there.
Mm-hmm. Ken, it's a wrap for that man. It's that man's not making
it. He's not the answer. He's not the answer.
Staley might be the first person fired.
Staley?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a wrap for Justin Herbert?
Nah, they just paid that man. They just paid that man. He ain't going nowhere.
But how much longer will he avoid?
Let me ask you this.
When they get a new offensive coach in who's the quarterback whisperer or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Ken, because you and Nick both had questions for Sunshine, right? Trevor Lawrence.
Now, keep in mind, Justin Herbert is one of my top five quarterbacks.
No, I feel you.
You know, I'm just.
We just talking.
We just talking.
You threw it out there, goddamn it.
I mean, got to call it what it is. I mean, he's putting up numbers, but it ain't winning so far.
So when it came to Trevor Lawrence, we saw, what's his name from Ohio State that came down there and fucked him up for the first year. What's the head coach?
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer. We saw the debacle that was.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They got my guy. He brought him in, former quarterback, Super Bowl winning coach, understands what it takes, right? And how does Trevor look now?
Like week two now or last season week one now?
We know. Look, it's still early. I know. He's 0-2. I understand.
No, he's 1-1, but week 2, he was terrible.
It happens, Ken.
I understand.
It happens. Overall, over the last season and a half, what it looked like. It looked like that guy, he the guy.
He showed us where he can be the guy.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ken, he's only going into year 3. Herbert is going into past year 5 now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get him the guy that's going to unlock everything else. He's been doing this under a defensive head coach. The best quarterbacks in the league right now, right? The ones that we see that are young and dominating, the majority of them have offensive head coaches. At this point, we've seen it don't work. And it's not like he was Brian Flores, because when Flores was in Miami, that defense was dominant. They was winning because that defense was dominant and Fitzmagic had, you know, out-of-body experiences. But here, you have a franchise guy. Like I said, albeit the weapons have been hurt, but Justin Herbert seems like the type of quarterback that can elevate past that. It don't matter who's out here, bro. I'm going to make the reads. I'm going to shrug off this little DB when I need to, and I'm going to put the ball where I need to. We've seen that multiple times. It doesn't translate into wins because of the way that the game is called and because that guy is just not a good head coach.
He's not.
We've seen it now. Yeah. The jury is out, Ken. Yeah, the verdict is in.
They're giving him way too long. They're gonna ruin some good years of Justin Herbert's career.
They already have.
Yeah,
and with people got paid for Daniel Jones, you gotta have patience for Justin Herbert. So
100%, Ken. So you can't get rid of Herbert.
Okay, y'all don't want to get rid of Herbert.
No.
Mm-mm.
So we have to have patience. Are we being patient with Justin Fields?
Absolutely not.
They are.
Ooh,
not.
Damn, they are Spike. Not. What the hell?
He is sorry. He is
sorry.
Justin Fields is sorry, bro. And y'all can tell me that it's coaching. Y'all can tell me that it's offensive line. Y'all can tell me all these excuses about that. But when I see him standing in the pocket for 6 seconds and there's three people running down the field wide open, that ain't coaching. That ain't the line. That's him, bro.
And so you saying it was wide open?
I've seen several clips since Sunday of people streaking down the field and him just standing there like, what I supposed to do? You want me to throw the ball to them?
I did see him standing there a couple times.
Justin Fields, and that was my question about him coming out of college to Ohio from Ohio State. All the time in the world, I got the best talent on the on the planet playing against, unless we play in the SEC. Justin Fields is not good enough as an NFL quarterback to like make a team elite or great. If he gets a good coach, maybe he can be average or above average. But other than that, like he's not a dude. He ain't. He don't have that in him, bro.
You know,
y'all know it too. That's why y'all looking like that.
No. So this is honestly how I feel. I feel that Justin hasn't progressed. I think that's partly on him, but I think that's mostly on coaching. And I think it has a lot to do with play design and aggression of play calls, right? Like, we know that the NFL is a copycat league. And the mold that he fits in is very Jalen Hurts-like, right? Last year, we saw as the year progressed, like, they unleashed Jalen Hurts a little bit more and more and more and more. But very early on, it was like, one read or go. Like, hey, not a lot of decisions out here, bro. He not open, you take off, or you know what I'm saying? You hit the check down. Like, it was not a lot of leash. And what I feel like when I watch Justin Fields play and some of their play calls and play design, it's lacking a lot. And they're not putting Justin in the best overall position to win through play design. And also, we're not in the quarterback room. Right. So we don't know, you know, what is supposed to be your first read. You know, if you read this on the defense, where are you supposed to go? We don't know the progressions. Right. It looks like to me, like, again, and I'm not absolving him. He's a big part of the problem. I give him about 60% of the pie in terms of the blame. He has to get better. But I don't think that the Bears organization has done a good job. I think they've done a better job now with the weaponry. But that O-line is still bottom tier.
Right.
And to me, the way that I see or the way that they're trying to attack is not – it just don't make sense. You should be copying a lot of what the Eagles were doing last year. Look at the first game, right? They had a situation. It was third and short. Go for it. Put Justin Fields behind. You know what I'm saying? Go get that 1 yard. They didn't get it, and then they punted on fourth and short. No. You have
got Justin Fields.
You have Justin
Fields. That's why you have
him. Exactly. So utilize what he's great at and minimize the look, one of the things about coaching is understanding what I have in you.
Right.
And we know that Justin Fields at this point, year three, he's not reading defenses. So let's give him one or two reads and go.
And let him run. And that's the problem that I have with him or coaching or whoever it is. It's like you said. He's standing back there struggling to find the right read. Would just take off, bro. Like, you did it good last year, and it seems as if somebody's in his ear telling him not to do it, or he's second-guessing himself, and it just looks terrible. He's taking all day to make decisions, like simple reads. Mm-hmm. They were showing, like, the All-22 on the NFL, and it was just simple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, it looked like it wasn't clicking. He looks like the worst quarterback in the league.
Yeah, he can't make quick enough decisions.
Quick decisions, like – and there's no confidence in his decisions.
Yep.
Like, even I wouldn't mind him making one read and taking off because there's confidence in that. Right. He know he run, he get 3-4 yards. Mm-hmm. But it seems like he just lost back there.
So to me, you know what quarterback looked like that, especially early on in the season, was Mac Jones last year.
When they had the defense.
When they had Matt Patricia calling offense. Yeah, right. Like, what the hell am I supposed to be doing, bro?
He looks a lot better
this year. He looks a lot better this year.
I hate the way he throws.
Why?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, it seems herky-jerky.
And I don't know, I ain't seen Justin Fields say anything, but part of the thing why I say he's sorry, it seemed like he cool with this. Because you mentioned Mac Jones. Mac Jones was very vocal last year about what they were doing on offense, how pissed off it made him, how much better he thought that he could be if he had better coaching. I ain't seen Justin Fields say shit.
But if a black man say that, he going to be out of there. So he already got the heat on him. You can't talk like that. You know, be honest, in the league as a quarterback, you know, they going to roast him.
But I just want to see some form of confidence somewhere.
Unless you Deion.
Unless you Deion. It ain't no. Like,
but
it ain't
Deion
winning,
Deion could do that.
He don't really got no quarterback, like, attributes. I ain't seen him say nothing after none of these games. I haven't seen him do anything where I'd be like, okay, I'd be cool if that was my quarterback. Even with that, if you know he's going to go out there and fuck it up, he at least act the part on the sideline when he in the interviews. He know the right thing to say. I ain't seen Justin Fields say shit that would make me confident in him being the lead on my team.
Damn. I don't disagree with that last point, Spike. I just think I just think that they have not maximized what he has. Like, they're not unlocking him. And again, he has a lot to do with that, but I think a lot of it has to do with the coaching, the culture that they've built there. Yeah. You know, the whole Matt Nagy thing. Like, it's just not, it's not moving. It's just not moving. And I don't think that they picked the right coaching staff, honestly.
So you're speaking of, or you spoke of unlocking.
Mm-hmm.
What about Baker? 2-0, Tampa Bay. Beat the guy we were just talking about, Justin Fields.
Yes.
Is Baker back?
You know what? Baker has landed in a really good situation for himself.
No pressure.
There's no pressure. And then he has two guys. One of them is 6'5". Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Go up against any
had
DB
a good game last
and
week.
Go yeah. get it. You know, and then you got a guy that can eat up everything underneath and go over the top. Like, he's in a situation, and he got a good old, a pretty, you know, better than the Bears online, you know. So he's just in a good situation, Ken. Expectations, win the division.
And that's not hard. That's,
you know,
not it, that division. It ain't hard.
Yeah,
at all.
It's not that hard. So it's like,
what? I don't know. It's three teams.
I think it's competitive.
2-0.
I think it's competitive, but I don't think it's a hard division because realistically, what the fuck are the Falcons? You know what I'm saying? And I said,
2-0.
They are, and I picked them to win, but as easily New Orleans can win because Michael Thomas looked like he back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Derek Carr,
and the Warriors, them boys look mean.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. And then you know, let's be honest. I know I can't speak for nobody else but myself. I've always said Derek Carr had a lot of arm talent. Man, just don't win games. You know what I'm saying. So Michael Thomas looks like he's back.
Yeah,
that offense looks like okay. They can do something. And then, you know, you got Tampa Bay. Like, who picked Tampa Bay to win? Bro, you playing with house money. And you arguably have the two best wide receivers on the outside in that division. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta got a lot of weapons. I think they got the most weapons. Michael Thomas, if he's back to form, you know, that's
Saints.
You know what I'm saying? But you could win. You
still can win, yeah.
You can still win. So nice. if Baker want props from me, win the division that is open to anybody to win it.
He should be able to win.
He should
be able. Shout out to Todd Bowles.
Mm-hmm.
He playing with house money, like you said. You wouldn't expect it. They probably expected him to be terrible this season, fire mm-hmm. him, and they hire the next. If he can do well this season and win that division, shout out to him.
No, I can't shout out Todd Bowles. What did he say?
I forgot about that. Never mind.
Yeah, what did he say?
Don't shout out
Todd. What did he say?
Man, I remember what you're talking about.
It don't matter if he's black or something.
Don't matter if he's black.
I misquoted, but it wasn't right. Good. Yeah.
Good call. Good catch. Good catch. Take my shout out,
but. But yeah, nah, I am definitely surprised Baker is 2-0. We'll see how long it lasts. I mean, he played the Bears, and I forgot who he played in week one. So, yeah. It's a long season.
Them Bears uniforms look good. I told my partner, he a Bears fan. I said, man, y'all can't play, but y'all look good.
Yeah. before we close out this quarter, I forgot to talk about this earlier. Nick Chubb.
Mm.
Is probably not done for the year.
I hate that.
Yeah. When he started like crying and trying to hold back the tears, bro, I was like, damn, man. Like,
I get it.
I felt that one. I was like, bro, like sad, bro. That one. It just, cause it was like, he was like, all right, cool, cool. And then it just hit him. And then the emotions was like, he just lost it.
Yeah.
So, that was tough. Cause he had a pretty good run too.
He was about to beat that guy again
this year, mm-hmm.
but that hit was nasty. If you ain't seen it, don't go look. Cause I saw it. I could not. I saw it. I went back and
saw that first, just the first angle from far, and I was like, oh, I'm good.
You good? I'm good. Telling you, I saw the actual angle, and you did not. They wouldn't play it on TV, and rightfully so. It's not.
Have we seen worse?
Yeah, you've seen worse.
We've come to
it's up there though.
It's up there.
That thing up there.
The worst leg injury I ever saw was. Matter of fact, I saw the guy who it was. Louisville.
You remember Duke?
Yes.
Louisville. Yeah, Ooh. I saw. He lives in Conyers, and I saw him at the store. It talked. I was like, man, bro, that was bad.
I remember watching that live, and I didn't know what happened at first. So you know, this is some years ago now. I had the DVR. You know what I'm saying? So I rewound it. And I rewound it so many times that I saw every detail. I saw the kid throw up instantly.
Did you see that? Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what was the most chilling thing about that injury was the snap. Yeah. Because
his bone came through, right?
Yes, yeah. his bone came through. But the thing is, though, if you go back and listen, obviously it's a game, so you hear the crowd. But you hear a pop and an echo throughout that thing. Like when I first heard, I said, "What the hell was that?" Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, that's all that Bosa." Because I forgot what doctor I was watching.
Kevin Ware, that's his name.
Kevin Ware. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, the doctor said that that's one of your hardest bones in your body. Mm-hmm. Think about it. It's supporting your weight, bro. You're like you're running up and down. You're doing all of it. Like that is one of the toughest bones. And yeah. the snap. Oh my God.
That one, Paul George.
Yeah, Paul George. Yeah, Paul George is nasty.
And all of them are basketball. Your boy from the Celtics.
Yeah.
You know what's an underrated one?
Hayward. Gordon Hayward, yeah.
Baron Davis.
I see Baron Davis.
When he was in New York, he went up for down the lane, jump. You just saw his knee just go like this. And it's that camera angle, like I'm looking at you and the rim is right here. You're coming straight at. And you just see his knee do this. Mm-hmm. And Sean Livingston with the Clippers. Yeah, changed that man's whole career.
I didn't like the way KD and Aaron Rodgers' legs looked when that tendon popped.
You can see Aaron Rodgers, they slowed it down.
And yeah, you can see it. Yeah, that's not a good look. Dominique Wilkins was bad.
Was that a dirty hit by Minka?
I don't think so.
No. Man, that's football. No, he just hit him low.
It's just awkward. Yeah. The awkward hit, it just landed.
You don't have enough time. In case like that, you don't have enough time to be thinking. You just got to tackle that big mother. You got to get him down. And that's the best way to get him down. Hit him low.
And this is not good for them as far as the offseason. He just re-signed a big contract. Barkley hurt for the next 3 weeks. Jacobs had 3 yards Sunday.
Tell me about it.
Three?
Jacobs had negative fantasy points.
3 yards Sunday, negative, bro. All of these were the guys that won their money. So Jonathan Taylor, he can forget about like getting paid. Like,
go ahead.
The argument that the owners or the GMs are making not to pay running backs is proven true.
Yeah.
And we're about to go to the third quarter, but the top three quarterback in the league, how many yards do you have, Shelton? Breece Hall.
Mm. Oh, the running back.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, running back. I meant to say quarterback.
8 yards.
8 yards. Ridiculous.
Four carries.
Right after Manning was like.
That was so funny. That's where it came from. I forgot man said that.
It's my thing when he.
That was so funny because it's like you slick was serious because you really wanted to know what's with context for it.
Yeah, because I was at the studio. Yeah, and I know your personality.
I was like, Kieran, it was for real. He wasn't joking.
Man, Breece Hall must have got off, bro.
Yeah, you thought something happened. I did too. I thought he went off. Hey, I checked real quick.
Said, why you say that?
Yeah, because I needed 30 yards. That's all I needed. I was like, I'm going to get these 31 yards.
Never say it out loud, Shelton. No. But never say I just need this number of yards or whatever.
I should have opened my mouth. But the thing about it was, I said, man, Manny, if you're watching, bro, you know you deserve a pass because you done had the worst luck with sports with everything he's had. Yeah, so
you ask for that when you root for the Mets and the Jets.
Yeah, the Mets and the Jets. You can't.
Like, you can't.
If he wants to say Breece Hall, like he said, Garrett Wilson is the top receiver, whatever, you can have that too. You can have it both, bro, because you need something. This is bad. Yeah, Breece ain't ready. Breece was, in Breece's defense,
He said something about it after the game.
What did he say?
He said that there's no reason that, like, us, I guess, because we got behind and they felt like they needed to change the game plan and pass, but I don't understand just getting four carries.
I was thinking in his defense that maybe you can't. I was thinking, the only thing I was thinking was maybe, you know, they feel like he ran the ball too much coming off injury. I was trying to think of some excuse.
But shit, even Dalvin Cook didn't get it was a bad game plan. Because they weren't getting beat bad enough.
No, it was
to give up on the run.
Right. They had opportunities until about what, the third quarter, halfway through the third quarter.
They played right in our hands doing that pass shit.
Yeah, you can't let Zach Wilson do that, bro.
And then he couldn't get the ball to Garrett Wilson, except on that one play. That touchdown.
He couldn't even get him the ball no more.
All right, moving on to the third quarter. There's a new segment, I was told. Mm. Yeah. Power rankings.
No.
Yes, Mike Lou.
Yes, sir.
What you got for us, bro?
The power rankings, top five weeks to weeks, man. I want to read these off to y'all. FIFA will be pleased with these. Number one, of course, number one is my Dallas Cowboys. Number two, I got the Dolphins, man.
Dolphins.
Dolphins terrified me.
What did it do, BZ?
What's going on, B? The Lions didn't make the list.
So the Lions didn't make the
Lions
list.
Didn't make the list. They was
right in the middle of this man's power rankings. We got to start this over so I get a clean cut.
It's off anyway.
I just want to say, y'all. Lions fans got all them ski masks and they lost. They ain't win shit. But I will say this: when NBA season start, because dead end game, we back in the studio. So when NBA season start, I'm definitely gonna come up in here and talk some shit with y'all. So I
love it. Y'all yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
Where'd you find that at? That's mine. I'll be down. You know how long I've been looking at this?
Why you make the noise?
Wait, hold on. This then that ain't mine. That might be my son's though. It shouldn't be because he has the newer one.
What was it on the ground?
That ain't his. Name.
This ain't his.
That might be. I lost one up here on the Friday. That might be.
Well, I need to find another one. I'm just gonna keep
check
both.
And see. Check and see. You have the long stem? Well,
I don't remember. Yeah. That's why I it's at home.
It'll be here.
Yeah, mine. Yeah, these are mine. So let's
power rankings.
All right. There. Let's start over. I need a clean cut. So let's start over from the beginning, Spike.
Okay.
I'm gonna start over too.
All right.
All right. So we got a new segment. Spike's power rankings.
Let's do it.
Yep. Top five teams.
Top five teams we can.
All right. Absolutely. All right. What you got for us, bro?
Number one, the Cowboys, of course, defense. Offensive weapons. Dak ain't had to really lose nothing, so got the Cowboys at one. Got the Dolphins at two. They look really scary. Their defense looks solid. As far as Cowboys being one and the Dolphins being two, that pass rush wouldn't be effective because Tua get the ball out so quick. It's really amazing how quickly he get the ball out. So that'll be something I'm looking to see if they meet up. San Francisco 49ers at three, of course, because of that defense, and they got a light schedule coming up. I think the Ravens were solid at four. And the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes getting back in his groove, and Kelsey back, Chris Jones back, got them at five.
I think you got Ravens too high. I like the rest of the teams. I would put the Eagles there, but I know you wouldn't
purposely
because
left them off.
Exactly.
Purposely left them off.
So here's the thing. I don't all the way disagree with you. I like the teams outside of the Ravens being there.
Okay.
But I agree with you with Tua and getting the ball out quick. And this is the prime example of what I'm talking about, coaching, understanding how we want to play, go getting the guys to play that way, and then getting my quarterback to playing up to his strengths.
That's
right?
His strength, getting the ball out
quick. Getting the ball out quick.
Now the offense is predicated on getting the ball out
quick. Getting the ball out quick. And then because now you're going to try to do some elaborate things to slow me up, we'll go over the top.
Yep.
We'll take our shot.
Speed I love to, but that's the ugliest deep ball ever.
It is.
But it works.
It works.
It
be hanging right in there. It works.
It's like
there's no power behind the ball.
Like, it just like float right in as it goes.
It's like he's throwing a pillow.
Mm-hmm. their offense looks amazing in the sense that Tua seems like he know where everybody gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Chris Collinsworth brought it up Sunday night. Like he had just thrown and it looked like it's gonna be an interception.
Yeah.
And boom, Tyreek.
Yeah, because when they had that
right
angle,
in front of you, right.
When they had that angle, the DB, the corner number six,
it looked like he was like throwing it
straight at six,
pick.
But here come Waddle just come and grab it.
Yeah.
So nah, man, look, that's what a staff looks like.
Yeah.
Is okay. What do you do? This is what you do good. This is how we're gonna play.
We're gonna cater this around.
We're gonna cater this around you. I'm not gonna ask you to take 30 deep shots a game. That's not your talent.
And it's a lot, but I will say it's a lot easier when the talent is around him like that. You got those speedsters out there.
Oh yeah, no,
it's easier. These guys getting open in 0.2 seconds.
Fastest team in the NFL. Yeah,
they built the team like that.
And shout
100%. Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to Raheem Mostert. He had a great game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Tyreek got shut down.
He pushed their rock. Tyreek made a few plays, but but the running game is what carried them. 100%.
They have three guys that are 4.3 or faster.
That's crazy.
How many?
That's a track team.
That's a track team. And then here's the thing: three guys that are 4.3 or faster, and then five guys that are 4.4 or faster. Bruh, what? Like, how do you guard that? Mm-hmm. There's not many defenses that half the defense got guys that fast.
Spike, I know you got Kansas City at five, but were you impressed with the Chiefs' win?
I wouldn't.
Just off the strength of Mahomes.
That's just off Mahomes and Kelsey being back, Jones being back, them pulling the victory out, and I didn't want to put the Eagles there, to be fair.
No, I know. Because here's the thing. Like I said, I don't disagree with Kansas City being at five, but I would put the Eagles at four or three. They could go at three or four. For my money, I would put the Dolphins one. only because they've looked the most impressive on both sides of the ball.
Both sides of the ball, complete.
Yeah. Where Dallas look, I give you mad props, bro. That defense and what Micah Parsons. Miami
did not look impressive. We won on both sides of the ball.
Who?
Miami.
Their defense held at the end.
Okay.
Came up when they needed to.
They made the plays that they needed. And Jalen Ramsey isn't there yet. But with the Cowboys, I'll give you Micah Parsons and that defense. It definitely looks good. Stephon Diggs really – or not Stephon. Who the new quarterback that came from New England?
Gilmore.
Stephon Gilmore. He's kind of solidified that, right, where now you allow Diggs, hey, bro, go take all the chances you want. Yep. Take all it. But this other guy, we know that's going to get locked down. You take all the chances you want. Micah, go get the person, and then the rest of that team just kind of gels and feeds off of that. So I like what they got defensively, but offensively, I still got mad questions. Mad questions. And it doesn't scare me.
So does Jerry Jones.
he do because he's paying a lot. But I just like what the Dolphins got on both sides of the ball a little bit better right now.
Yeah, we watching you, Dakota.
Man.
Oh, and I was the only person to pick the Dolphins to win the division, huh? Yeah, sure was. Mm.
Bro, when they said you look like
I've been
wide receiver Jackson State, wide receiver coach at Jackson State.
He said I look like more Deion Staff.
Now, FIFO, you did. Now,
like the pastor,
trying not to laugh so hard.
It's week two.
It is week two.
Now, two started out strong last year. And them gang signs came soon after. So we cannot.
We can't
jump. And I see why you said they look the best today. Mm-hmm. But it's week two, and you know we saw a couple years ago. Remember the Cardinals? They were 8-0 and looking like
All I know is this: we can only go week to week.
Yeah,
and where we are right now, they look like the best. I'm not saying that they're gonna win the Super Bowl. I just said, look, I preseason predicted them to win to win the division. If you're gonna win the division, this is how you start off, and you become the only quarterback to go 5-0 in your first five games against Bill Belichick ever in life. That's never happened, and Tua's done that.
They lost another close game. Damn, but
it's rough.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of with Nick. On the Bill thing, I think they gonna probably get him up out of there, bro.
Yeah,
they just I don't know.
They don't have no juice, same,
bro. Nothing.
You know what it is, Ken? It's not the coaching all the way. It's starting to become that. It's starting to become a culture. Like, can Bill really reach these guys? That's a question. The other thing is, Bill, who the fuck you been drafting, bro?
Man,
there's no speed. There's no pop. There's no pizzazz.
The team is trash,
bro.
It's like, where's the squeeze?
Nobody
at
on the team.
What's the philosophy? I don't see anything when I look at the team. It's like, what are you attempting to do? And the play calling is just horrendous, bro. Like,
there's no creativity.
Nothing, bro. So yeah, I don't know, man. He
looks crazy.
They're gonna get rid of him.
The thing is that Bill Belichick has not adapted. He has to redefine himself. Because dog, that's not Tom Brady.
You don't have that same quarterback, bro.
Yeah.
And even to be honest, I'll ask myself. Like, I think Tom's experience would definitely help them win those games, especially if they close like that. But even with that talent, like, what would he be able to do with that? They like it, so you know, because the talent is so bad. If the coach remains the same, I don't know, bro. It's horrible. Yeah. Let's get into these picks. All right, let's give an update here real quick. So right now, I guess I'm hanging on for a little bit because I am not good at this. I am at 6-3. Okay. FIFO. And Nick are both 5-4.
Mm-hmm.
Spike, you're 4-5. Mm. And Shelton, you're 3-6.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
That's rough.
So that's where we are right now. Yeah, you know, it's week to week, Shelton. Mm-hmm. And it's early. But let's see here. So we're gonna go with although I will say, like, I'm gonna be out there with the UAW workers, bro. Because that week, that Kansas City game, like, I made that decision based on Travis Kelce not playing. That's why I would pick against the Jaguars. So I feel like if I knew Kelce was going to play, I would have picked the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think we need to protest.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, Nick, this seems like you want to come up off that. So he must have picked the Chiefs. Let me see. Did he pick the Chiefs?
He did.
No, he picked Jacksonville.
Oh, he did?
He was the only one to pick the damn Chiefs, Spike.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, week three. Let's get into it. Starting with Atlanta and Detroit. So Nick picked Atlanta. And
that was rough.
What are you doing?
I was looking for that purpose.
Hey, you know, I look like new Saber on Mortal Kombat. Great.
Yep. So Nick went with Atlanta. I guess the rest of us going with the guys that we don't think are pretenders in the Lions. Anybody want to elaborate?
I just think the Falcons are sorry. Ritter's sorry.
God, damn.
I don't believe in them at all. At least the golf is confident. The offense is pretty good. I don't even know how the Falcons are 2-0.
I'm taking the Falcons.
Falcons?
Yep.
I think the Lions offensively are better than, you know, the Falcons. They eked out a win against the Packers. But 3-0 is tough. So I think the Lions bounce back.
Yeah, and the Falcons are a better team at home. It'll be difficult to go on the road and win in Detroit. I think that's why I picked Detroit over the Falcons, just because of the fact that they'll be in Detroit.
Yeah.
I think the best player on the field is on the Falcons sideline.
Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got to do it. Man, you got Bijan Robinson and you got a weapon in Kyle Pitts. They got to figure that shit out.
And they
out,
got
bro.
Drake.
And Drake London?
Yeah.
I like
what are y'all
like
doing?
Algier.
They ought to be like jumping off the screen.
Put that rivalry back too. Yeah. Like you got all of this.
Yeah, they got weapons galore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't have a quarterback yet.
Yeah, what, and he's young. Play running back last year, 84.
Oh, Cordero Patterson.
Oh, yes. Cordero. Yeah, he's playing this Joker position.
Yeah, he was.
Bro, they are loaded, bro. They got it. But yeah, I'm with you guys. This is like the quarterback is like the question mark. Yep. So
he right above Justin Fields. It's Justin Fields, Desmond Ridder.
Hey, don't laugh, my boy, man. My boy, right there too. Bryce.
Bryce on rookie.
No, I watched
Bryce better than.
But they say he lined up.
You seen it?
I didn't see it, but
Bryce lined up under the guard. But he was ready. The running back was like, "Move."
He better than Justin.
He didn't look well. He does look bad, but he is a rookie.
He's so small.
And them boys, man, I gotta show y'all this one. I gotta find that clip and send y'all the coverage. I can't think of the corner's name with the Saints, but that was the best route. He was guarding the D-line. I've never seen nobody cover like that in my life. It was the best cover corner play that I've seen ever. Just that one play.
Yeah, I'm gonna give Bryce some grace, but yeah, it does not look like it is translating at all.
Yeah.
Moving on, let's do Denver versus Miami next. Nick took Miami, and we'll see. I guess I'm assuming people, you didn't turn yours in.
Nope.
While we wait for the card to switch over. So, who out of Denver and Miami did you go with?
You know who, man. Look, man, them boys gonna win that AFC East, man. Give me them Dolphins.
Dolphins. Okay. Yeah, I went with the Dolphins too. I think that Sean Payton is trash. Russell Wilson is absolutely done.
All right, so this is why I said that not all the way just yet. If you look at Russell Wilson's first half stats versus his second half stats, tell the two different quarterbacks. What that says is the script and the coaching that Sean Payton is doing is working. But then when we have to adjust, the other team has adjusted.
Make adjustments.
And then now, like, it's a little bit more on you, the quarterback, to go out there and make the plays. We know what the plays are. You just got to go make them sometimes. He's not making the plays.
Right.
That's more of a Russell Wilson thing that he got to figure out. Sean Payton has done a way better job than Nathaniel Hackett.
Yes.
The system and the culture takes time. But the system and how they want Russ to play is there. It's on Russ to take it over the top because you're a franchise quarterback. You're not a rookie guy that we're hand-holding. It's like, hey, look, this is the playbook. Learn it. We're going to call some shit. Go make the play and win the game. Like, that's why you get paid $40, $50 million a year.
And even if it's the wrong play, make the best.
Russell Wilson.
Who we pay you for. Yeah. I think that Sean Payton may think about benching Russell Wilson. some point.
Shit, he ain't got nobody else to go to.
Yeah, I think they like their backup. They like the dude behind him. I can't think of his name, but they like him.
That's gonna be difficult though, with the amount of money you.
The amount of money he makes, you're right. But being a first year head coach, if he can do it at any point in time, he can do it this year. He telling me that ain't my guy. This dude right here is better than Russ. I've been seeing it. Like, y'all do whatever y'all want to with him. Y'all brought me in here to win. I can win with the dude on here on the bench.
I still don't think they're giving that green light to do that. They can't afford to make that kind of decision with that money. They just got to ride Russ to the wheels fall off. That's and crazy. Hope miraculously he puts it together. Away with that,
man, you can't be coming in talking shit about the old coach and then you go 0-2, bro. I'm sorry.
But it looked better though, Cam.
I'm sorry.
It's not the worst coaching job in the league.
All right.
Nathaniel Hackett was that last year.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of worst, terrible coaching jobs, we're going to this LA Chargers and Minnesota game next.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Somebody got to win.
Somebody.
Why is this on the list? Why do we pick
that? That's why. Look, that's perfect.
Here's the thing with Nick. There's always an agenda.
Yes, it is.
So I don't know what the agenda is with this one.
Justin Herbert.
He wants to pick against Justin Herbert.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, Shelton was the only one to pick against him. We don't know what FIFO got. What you got, FIFO?
Give me the Chargers, man. Too much talent. You know, both teams are struggling. But at the end of the day, give me the better quarterback with the better roster.
Yeah, the Vikings' luck ran out last year. Mm. One score games, it's over for that.
Yeah, I what's the Vikings' record? I can't remember.
They 0-2.
0-2?
0-2, yeah.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like the Chargers, they were in two close games. I think they'll get off the snot. That's why I picked them. We'll see. But
both teams were in close games. They both pretty much are mirror parallel to each other.
Same team.
Yeah, and I just like Justin Jefferson over that Chargers team. Those receivers are too fragile for me. Austin Eckler was out last week. He should be back this week.
I think he's out for a minute.
Yeah, but those couple of factors, in fact, like I said, the Vikings are home, and they in their minds, they're feeling good about themselves. They're saying that.
Why?
I don't know, but they're saying that they are. But you know, you got Justin Jefferson out there. That to me is the difference maker.
Before we move off here with the Vikings, I just like to ask y'all: have y'all seen the Kirk Cousins to the Jets? Would y'all do that?
I would definitely do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll send Zach Wilson over there.
What what all is Minnesota getting in return?
Well, it will be a pick, a high pick. And the thought process is he's gonna be a free agent after this year. You don't really want to re-sign him because he ain't the quarterback of the future for you. Mm-hmm. And for the Jets, we get a veteran quarterback who's better than Zach Wilson with this roster that we got. Yeah. So they're thinking a second, third round pick.
Plus Zach. I do.
I don't think Zach Wilson a part of
it. I know Zach.
Y'all think Zach Wilson a part of it. It's just a pick. A couple picks.
Damn.
So
Zach Wilson would still be.
They don't even want Zach.
No, they don't want Zach. Crazy.
Give me two picks.
Because they have to re-sign him next year.
Keep Zach.
Yeah, give me 2 second rounders, maybe a third or a fourth.
2 second rounder. But you would give it to Kirk Cousins to take over for the season?
Oh, yeah.
It is better.
Because you can win with Kirk.
Yeah.
With that roster, you can win with Kirk. Because, look, let's be honest. Like, Kirk ain't going to win you a whole bunch of games, but he's also not going to lose you a whole bunch of games either. And as long as he can keep the turnovers under wraps, because that's Zach Wilson's biggest thing, is decision-making and turnovers. And we know that Kirk Cousins is going to make good decisions. He's going to have limited turnovers. Not saying he's going to, you know, he ain't Aaron Rodgers when it comes to the turnovers, but he'll be all right.
Yeah.
Better than Zach. And in that defense, you know,
right?
He gives you a chance.
He can get the ball. Yeah, he can get the ball. He can get the ball to your weapons. That's what Zach Wilson can.
You know what was my biggest takeaway when I was watching that Jets Cowboys game? I feel bad for fucking Garrett Wilson, bro.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because he's supposed to be. We talk about top five wide receiver. He's supposed to be on that list next year.
Yeah.
And because of the situation, he's not going to be nowhere near that.
Yeah. He had to make him throw him that ball. Like, they showed him on the sidelines and him talking to him and telling him, like,
come on, I'm open. Like,
come on, bro.
Like, nigga, I'm open. You ain't just it throw the ball. Like
it. Just throw it, bro. I got you.
I promise you, I'm open.
Please, bro.
Spice guy versus FIFO's guy. We're doing Philly versus Tampa Bay Nets. Baker versus Hurts. that was before you got here, Spike. People hate the way you talk about Hurts. That was people with Baker's up, and when Baker was winning to a certain degree. But anyway, yeah, that's what we got next. Nick went with Tampa Bay. So he is on the Baker bus.
Nick is funny. So, Nick is hilarious. What is the hell?
Yeah, who you got, FIFO?
Give me the Eagles, bro. What is we talking about?
Mm. Yeah, what you is got we the talking Eagles. About? Dang, man.
I definitely pick Baker and the boys.
Yeah, man. I hate we lost Avante Maddox, who was our nickel corner.
Y'all didn't look good. We didn't get to talk about it because it was Thursday. And so much time has passed.
They don't.
Y'all didn't look good against the Patriots, and y'all didn't look good the other night.
They haven't to me either. You know, I felt the same. I feel like they look.
What do you think it is?
Funny. I don't know. It's
Jalen Hurts.
It's the. It appears to be getting adjusted to these new coordinators and what they want to do. It's like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying?
AJ Brown bad. He said he ain't getting the looks
he was
supposed to.
He was pissed.
Trouble in paradise.
Yeah, he was pissed. Said, I didn't like that. I don't like off. When these wide receivers. And I what's funny is I was sitting there saying, I know he probably mad because the Devontae was getting most of the work.
Mm-hmm.
And when they was going to AJ, his body language just didn't look right.
It looked like he was pouting.
Yeah, yep. He was. And sure enough, on the sidelines, they going at it. So I'm like, man, it's early in the season. You 2-0. You came off a Super Bowl run. Calm down. Figure this thing out. And get it moving. I noticed that there's no pre-snap motion from the offense whatsoever. They're lining up, they're standing there.
Yep.
I'm like, what in the world is going on? Because we heard all this hype. I watched every day. I'm reading about practices and see how practice is going. You know, I'm checking it out. And every day they're saying, oh, they look like gold in practice. But I'm like, I ain't seeing it right now.
Like it yet.
I'm not pleased. But at the same time, that don't mean much because this is the preseason because they don't play in the preseason. None of them.
And so, the Patriots got a real good defense.
Too. They do. So now we get to see the real.
I got the Bucs.
Yeah, I went with the Bucs as well.
Wow. Wow. It's okay, people.
Yeah, but you know, we'll see. I don't know, man. This Bucs team might be interesting. You know, so we'll see. And like I'm kind of with Spike a little bit. I don't think the Eagles really look all that hot. So you know, I think he got bailed out by that rookie receiver not being able to get his foot down. I really felt like they were gonna probably get a chance to win that game. And yeah, so they've been on the struggle bus a little bit. So we'll see. I don't know. It ain't looked all that clean. But anyway, let's jump into some super chats and then we'll call it a show. Let's see. All right. Members chat here from Birdman. Woke up smiling Sunday because I knew Ken was shitty. Eric Jones, JSU has a new facility because of Deion's money, not JSU's. We're talking about long-term change, bro. Devontae, this 0-2 different because Burrow is injured. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's legit.
That excuses are tools of incompetence. I don't want to hear it.
The Panthers are the new Browns.
The new Browns? What's that mean?
I guess because the Browns struggled so long trying to find a quarterback and just can't win a game. They ain't going to win nothing. That's what I get from that. Yeah, I see that. Crazy coaching hires, all that.
Okay.
Just in the Super Bowl. The Cam was there.
But no, the new ownership, the new regime has been chaos at best.
Okay, all right. You know, this isn't a super chat, but Big Lou asked me how many Jackson State games did I watch. You know, he's trying. He thinks he got me.
We got it.
He think he got me. And if I'm putting this on here, you know he ain't got me. My in-laws are big HBCU supporters, believers, a whole nine. When them boys are on TV, HBCU games are on TV. Saturdays. So, and they watching them. They watch him.
Sound like you skating around the question. He asked you, not your in-laws.
Yeah, he said in-laws, didn't he? He said him.
Yeah, I'm watching the games when I'm over there.
You're watching it because somebody else wanted to watch it. You didn't say, well, you know what? Let me support HBCUs.
That's not what he asked.
What did he ask?
He asked, how many games did I watch? And I'm telling him, I'm watching the games. He didn't say, Ken, did you actively go put the game on Jackson
State?
But you
know what he meant, though.
Nah, I only know what he asked. I only know what he asked.
Nah, no, sir.
Uh-oh, I think, Jayla, I think we got to bring our video back. Am I moving? Yeah, I think you moved the thing like last time. Am I still here? Can y'all hear us? Are we moving? We ain't moving. I don't be sleeping on the couch.
Jim Ross.
There was another one though.
Can't be out on the couch. You know what?
Man, but hey, I'm not gonna lie, y'all. Those games, college football games, are great games to take a nap.
Go to sleep to. They are.
Oh my god.
They are. Man, ain't no
you can take a nap, wake up, and still be second quarter.
I swear to facts. All right, we back. Yeah, I swear to God, man. And DJ of 86, I worked at a HBCU, bro. I was there. I helped all the kids, bro. So he said, I hope Ken went to HBCU. but I put in my time, man. I know what it's like, bro. I have served. Really? moving on, just a couple of more left. Puka Nacua is Offensive Rookie of the Year. Who is this guy?
Man, he's a 6th-round draft pick out of, I don't know where the hell he came from. But Puka has been balling.
He has
25 receptions in the first two games. And it's not like, I mean, this dude is running great routes, and he balling. He just balling. Mm-hmm. He just balling. And I'm saying, like, San Francisco, they knew the ball was going to Puka, and they still couldn't stop him. So, you know,
can you imagine if he really is that good, him and Cooper?
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting,
bro.
Because they're not explosive guys. They're beating you on routes.
Yep.
And when you have a wide receiver that's going to beat you on routes,
being clever and just being where you need to be.
And you got somebody to get the ball out like myself. Yeah, that's scary.
There's not a defense that like you can't man him.
Right.
He's going to create separation with no speed. I don't know how that happens, but it happens. And then you try to zone him. Look, this is the reason why I'm a little excited for them is because we know their coach. McVay.
Mm-hmm.
We know McVay is an offensive guru. We know that. Every time he has a new collection of players and guys, like, we get excited because it's like, okay, what's he going to do? When Cooper gets back, that's going to be a problem for that NFC.
It is. And the thing about it is, midway through the game, you knew where the ball was going.
Oh, yeah.
And you still couldn't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
He's still catching passes.
Mm-hmm.
Puka, 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 Puka. I'm like, God, dog.
Facts.
Trust me, I played against him in fantasy.
I started looking, and I'm so mad because I started looking it up, like, right then. Like, let me get Puka on my fantasy. Gone out on every league.
I almost picked him up off the strength, but I know how these things go because, you know, I've won so many titles. I know these guys. Yeah, 1 minute and, you know,
he can't pick the game, but he can pick the fantasy squad.
All right, let's get through the rest of these. CD Saints, D is greater than Kyle Gray. D.
Pause. That's
crazy.
Pause, CD.
King Cam, put respect on Eric B. Name, Commander's offense.
Thank you,
real.
King Cam. What's happening, King Cam? I was gonna say that at the end. I was gonna mention that. Shout out to the Commanders because they look really, really good. I don't know if they look really good or rest them just that bad, but I like what they got, man. I like that defense, and Sam is looking the part.
I like the play calling and the play design. It's creative, it's different. They have zero O line, bro. That man Sam Howell be fucking running
for his
life.
As soon as he snapped the ball.
Like, you know, so big props for him. But in all honesty, I would like to see what he looked like with a little bit of time back there. Because a lot of it is moving and throwing on the run and creating. And it's like,
I agree with that.
Yeah, that was a heck of a comeback, man. I'm glad that worked out for the brother.
Riverboat
yeah.
Ron just holding on.
Yeah,
yeah, he is. Because that game, Christ. I was like, man, this game over with.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they keep winning like this, Eric's going to have to get some credit, bro.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, because they weren't doing this.
Ain't no Mahomes in Washington.
Nah. Hey, mm-hmm. that catch that Terry McLaurin had.
That's what I was about to say. McLaurin is the truth.
Scared Terry.
That's when I text out, like, we got some real receivers in this league mm-hmm. right now. He sure did. A bunch of talent.
He should be top five, but another one because he don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Which quarterback is worse, Deshaun or Fields? Is there hope for either of them?
I mean, that's bad, man.
Three Fields. Turnovers last night and a fumble that cost them the game mm-hmm. against the Steelers.
Yeah.
I know. Still don't look good.
I still
take Deshaun over him.
Yeah, I would take Deshaun, but I hate that he is a shell of himself now, because I like
the, hurt, is man. He is he
yeah he hurt, looks man. Like it yeah that year hurt
you think
hurt.
He could get back
was it 2 years
how long it was, like was year, 2 years
it, it, yeah it was like 2 years because the first year he you know stepped away from the team then he got second year was games. Suspension
was
suspension
2 years. Yeah. So it's gonna take a second but
I know but maybe it's Stefanski bro.
I don't think so Ken he's the play call has been fine play design, in my opinion, is a little shaky, but it feels like it's more Deshaun
execution.
It's
execution, I think.
Yeah, it's not.
We
coming back.
Him, it looked funny.
We've seen him do more with less.
Funny. All night last night, he looked funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've seen him do more with less.
Yes, with a lot less.
So. Yeah,
yeah.
They traded D-Hop and the man through for five. What are we talking about?
Right.
Thanks. You know, so I still have hope that what we remember of Deshaun comes back. I just don't know how long it's going to take. But here's the thing. I give him, like, through half of this year, because now you've been back a year. Like,
yeah.
Well, through half of this year, it'll be like a whole year. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, because how long was this suspension?
Like five games last year.
Yeah.
He came back like week 12.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
So to me, between, you know, those last 5 weeks and half of this season, right. It ain't got to be consistent all the time, but it got to be like bigger flashes, more consistent than what it's been now.
And I feel bad for him now because, you know, you lost your top weapon in mm-hmm. Nick Chubb. So mm-hmm. A lot more pressure is going to be on his back now. And we're going to see what he can do.
Yep.
So, you know.
But Amari got to step up, too.
He do.
He does.
Amari got to step up.
Yep.
Elijah Moore,
But too. It's crazy that at one point in time, we looked at Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes on the same level.
Yep.
It was a debate between who's the best.
Yeah. Yeah. So
put that to bed quick, though. But it was down 24-0, 28-0 first
over,
half.
It's over.
Shit. Yep, yep. What was that guy out of North Carolina?
Who?
Not Petey Pablo. Was it Petey Pablo?
Petey Pablo.
Carolina wave like a helicopter. Mm-hmm.
That's Petey Pablo. Yeah, too much of that from Deshaun. Stephen A. Spliff, if Lions win division, y'all got to bring on Beezy.
You just heard what Beezy said. Beezy ain't thinking about no Lions.
Nah. Prodigy, two of top five MVP incoming.
Yeah, he's playing like it right now, week two.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Prodigy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give us more time on that. Once again, we've seen this thing shift.
But you think he going to get Justin Herbert money or more?
Who?
Tua. Is that what you would
say? Absolutely. Paying? Absolutely.
You would give him that? You would offer him that?
I don't think the Dolphins got a choice. I don't know if I would be comfortable with him being my quarterback, and I heard he did, but yeah, I think he's going to do well enough. Just depend on the injury, though. Like, if he get hurt this season, he might not get it. But I think all goes well. As long as he stays healthy, they ain't even got to continue to win like this. He's going to get his money.
We'll see.
Stanley put Khalil on the hill, fire him.
What that mean?
Who is Stanley?
That must be Tariq Hill.
Oh, I think he's talking about Deuce. I mean, the Chargers coach.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So the Chargers coach. He put
Stanley put Khalil Tyreek Hill on Tyreek Hill.
No, he didn't.
I don't know. I don't know.
There's no way he did that.
I don't know. I didn't see that, but that's what he meant.
There's no way he did that. Unless they must have been in a run set,
cover
bro.
Three or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's you just know. No, nobody would do that, bro.
And then, you know, they moved Tyreek Hill all over the place. So, like, you know, he could have been close to the line.
Yeah, he dropped back like in the zone or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike, appreciate the donation.
Los Angeles Chargers tried to cover Dolphin star Tyreek Hill with Khalil Mack. It's several heads. Wow. I'm saying. Wow. So it did happen.
Okay, he gone, Ken. He gone.
It says the Chargers started the game Sunday with defensive end Khalil Mack covering Tyreek Hill.
I gotta go back and rewatch that. I got the. I gotta go back and rewatch because I caught most of the second. No, I did. I did watch. I must have missed that because I did go back. I watched the second half. I went back. I caught the second half that Sunday. Then I went back and watched the first half, but I did not see that. Oh my god!
They said it was the first play of the game.
Oh, okay. All right. Some cool. Scheme shit. Green beans. Word was Kellen Moore leaving Dallas was supposed to hurt Dak and turn Herbert into a super QB. Maybe it ain't just the head coach issue, man. Y'all.
Well, first of all, I know I said that Kellen Moore wasn't going. It wasn't going to affect nothing. It wasn't going to affect Cowboys. Wasn't going to affect the Chargers. Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore. That's. Yeah, he sure did it. He was trash. Kellen Moore was not gonna. He's not a difference maker. No, he's OC. He's just not. We saw the lack of creativity last year. He wasn't gonna miraculously change as a play caller going to the Chargers. I knew that wasn't gonna be done. That was. Let me digress. It gets me hot when I talk about the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it might not be.
It's a coaching that. Issues. It's so definitely helped that.
Yeah, we'll see. Has it? We don't know that yet.
I think McCarthy play caller fit him better. At least he looked like he making better decisions so far.
This is something that I forgot who I heard say, but I 100,000,000% agree with it. When you're a head coach calling plays, you call it different than the OC, right? The OC's job is what? Score points.
Mm-hmm.
The head coach's job is to win the game. Yep. So you're going to make certain play calls that are in the mindset of controlling the game, not scoring the points. That's what we're seeing.
That's a good point.
With Dallas.
That's a great point.
Josh Bros, I am embarrassed and ashamed I ever spoke positively about Zach Wilson. He is legitimately one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Yo,
bro, that was a throw he attempted to make. That well, no, I take the bat. His arm got hit.
Yeah. It don't matter.
Yeah, his arm got hit. But I, because that, you know, I was like, "What are you doing?" But that was one where he just ran to the side and he just threw the thing. I'm like, "What are you doing?
Throw that out!" Like, what? Like, why are you throwing it? Yeah, it's decision making with him. And then to me, he passes the eyeball test, like the arm angles, the willingness to try to throw across your body and all that. But it's like, you don't really have that type of arm. Now, in a lot of short passes, you see him put like some zing on the ball. Like, oh, okay, maybe. But then you ask him to throw 20, 30 yards like that, and it's like it's not the same.
Facts.
So, nah, bro. Like, Zach, I was never a believer in Zach Wilson. And you could run the tape on that.
And last one, Mike Seagap. In an old DES vid, you guys didn't think Barry Bonds did PEDs. Do you still think so, and why? His physical transformation in his 30s make me skeptical.
I was the one that said yes. I thought he did use PEDs. That was Kyle, that was Ken, and Beezy that didn't
feel like that. He didn't do that. He didn't do PEDs, bro.
He did PEDs.
He did real steroids. Like, it wasn't.
Damn, Spike.
Allegedly.
No, fuck that.
I wasn't there, man. Shit. I don't know what that man
did. The white and short did it.
I don't know why his head got so big. Nah, man, y'all know that man didn't do that stuff, man. There's video circulated right now. What did what's the pitcher for the Braves said? Grant Maddux.
Yeah.
What'd he say? He was the easiest person to pitch to because you walk him. There's videos talking about how great Barry Bonds is. They're doing that man in Look, justice.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
You know what I said though,
and
I'll say it again from that video. I don't think the performance enhancing drugs made him better. Because at the end of the day, you still got to hit the fucking ball. And PEDs, you can hit the ball further, but you still have to have hand-eye coordination.
He was still great. Yeah.
He was still great. To me, what PEDs does is somebody that, let's say, consistently hits like, let's say, 280 to 298, oh, you're going to hit home runs now.
He broke the home run record, though.
I know.
That's a direct result of PEDs.
But it wasn't like he wasn't a hitter prior to.
But it's the same thing with Lance Armstrong. Shit, everybody was doing it. Why would we expect Barry Bonds not to do it?
Because he wasn't doing it.
He was doing it.
He wasn't.
They all wasn't.
Man. Everybody was doing it. Greg Maddux probably was the only one that wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Schilling was doing it. Like pitchers were doing it.
It was
the
pitchers and the,
Sammy, Roger Clemens.
Sammy Martin. I remember that dude from Baltimore hit 50 home runs. That, and you
Palmeiro?
Brady Anderson. You remember Brady
Anderson? I remember Brady Anderson. Yeah,
he hit 50 home runs when he was a second baseman, like the smallest white boy ever. Like everybody was on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is the show, everybody. We thank you guys for showing up. We will definitely be back week three. Well, next week to recap week three. And I don't know. I don't think anybody ever answered this question about getting up for this game, this Thursday night game. But we're looking to do games of the month. And I know the Giants in San Francisco are playing. So I guess he hyped after the Giants came back.
I was going to say, I don't know why he going to do that.
When he pitched, I was like, Thursday? Why would? Then I was like, it must be one of his teams.
Yeah, that's not.
Because if it was Saquon versus McCaffrey, that's a little
different. And then Saquon hurt. But, hey, man, y'all see Glock out here doing work, bro. Hey, man. Hey.
Hey, but you know what, though, Ken? He missed two passes that were very eerie similar to how Jimmy G missed them passes.
Damn. All right, man. No more slander. We're going to get out of here, man. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.